Tesmael Cheshvan, Sunday the 6th of November, Rabbi Yossi David, Zvizi Magdimim.
Looking across to this week's, last week's Sedra, last Shabbos, what we just read, we came across the first mitzvah that the Jewish people received as a nation, was a Bismillah, as opposed to Piri Berivia, was for the whole world, not only for the Yidden. And the mitzvah of Bismillah, Avraham Avinu was mitzvah. And I'll tell you something which happened with me, and I'm sure you've come across such a dilemma before. The question is as follows. People tend to delay making the Bismillah to lunchtime or to afternoon hours for important reasons. Family issues or friends who have to come along. So my story was, I was in Koilel, and the last thing you want is making a bris thing in the morning, because none of your friends will be there, none of the people you learn with will be there. They live out of town, they live far away. You can't schlep them. So your option is either to make it a concise, a minyan, more than a minyan. So there's no problem, there's a minyan, yeah? Shukunov says it should be a minyan, lechatchila and a bris. Try and make a minyan there. So there's no problem of having a minyan, there's a minyan. The question is, you can't get everybody together so early in the morning. Some people have issues with the families. You can't get the wives, and you can't get the rest of the family so early in the morning to come to shul straight after davening. So you have to delay. Sometimes it can mean you want a certain specific moel, and that moel can only make it lunchtime. You can get another moel to do it earlier, but it won't be as good, or it won't be as special using the second moel as the first one. So our question today is, could we delay the Bismillah? We have a mitzvah to carry out, and the Gemara Misachim says quite clearly, we learn from Vayashkim Avraham Avoyken, this week's Sedra coming, that Zvizim Makdimim a mitzvah, the person who's got a mitzvah to carry out, and the time has come, he shouldn't delay it. As soon as he could make it, he should take it on him. Interestingly enough, this halacha is passed in the Mechas Mila. Quite specifically, the Shulchan Aruch brings it. So my dilemma was, well, Zohar starts talking to me. Who are we talking about? There's a big mile of having many, many people at your bris. You can cover the cost. Part of the Rosh Hashanah. Let's turn it into the Shem Shamayim. But there is Berov Amadas Melech. So maybe we should postpone the bris to lunchtime. That's the Avreichim have the Ben Asdorim, they call it, yeah? So they can leave the Koilel and come during the afternoon. Give up the afternoon sleep. Yeah, and come and join the bris. And like that we gain the Rav Amadas Melech. But on the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch quite clearly writes that although it's kosher all day to have Bismillah, but Zvizim, Magdim, and a mitzvah, and therefore you should do it straight away, first thing in the morning. So what do you do? It's a dilemma. So, how do you call it, my Yetzirah? As you think along, you start trying to work out ideas, but wait a minute, in this week's Sedra, it's quite clear. It says, the Pasuk says as follows, Vayamol et besar olatam be'etzem hayom hazeh, ka'asher diber ito elokim. Came Avraham Avinu, after he was mitztaveh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do Bris Mila, he didn't do it before he was mitztaveh, as the Chizkuni says, like, Avinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed the tzivui, is Avraham Avinu was running one of the biggest kiruv movements in the world. Yeah, the first one. Yeah, sometimes people think they're new, it's a new establishment. No, it goes back to Avraham Avinu. There were people who understood even before. And Avraham Avinu was running this kiruv movement, and he was very concerned, Hashem was concerned, Kavyachol, the Chizkuni says, that it will cause him to be different than others. But once he's already formulated such a big group of people, such a big this, there's no problem, he's believed to continue. And he wanted to make sure that he gets a tzivui of Bris Mila before, after Bris Ben Abesorim. Why? In order that Yitzchak should be born from a kosher zera, the Chizkuni says. From the zera of a Bris Mila, of a Mila which is known. That's what Chizkuni says. So, We all know Avraham didn't do Bris Milah before, although he kept the whole of the Torah. He waited for the Tzibur of Hashem and the Bris Karovah as well. There has to be a covenant. The covenant is only when after you've been commanded. It's between two people. So, when does Avraham do this Bris Milah? So I'm looking at the pasuk. It says, Be'etzem Ayom Azeh. Two psukim later, again, it says by Avraham himself, Be'etzem Ayom Azeh Nimol Avraham V'Yishmael Benoit. So we all know what the Midrash says. He had to do Bris Milah to everybody first, and then he did it to himself. He was too frightened. Hakadosh Baruch Hu came and helped him. But when did he carry out the Bris Milah? It says in the pasuk, Be'etzem Ayom Azeh. So I began thinking, wait a minute. Rosh Hashanah, only a week ago, we learned what is Be'etzem Ayom Azeh mean. Chazal tell us, and this is a Sifri, it's a Rashi brought down in Bezoi Sabrocha. It's brought down a bit in Bereshit as well, in Noach. The Sifri says, it says three times in the Torah does it say Etzem Ayom Azeh. Once by Noach, second by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the third by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu took him to Olam Ha'Elyon. So it says Be'etzem Ayom Azeh took place. And the Sifri says, why Be'etzem Ayom Azeh? There's a bit of a, how do you say, when Noach was about to go into the Teva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't want anybody coming up after him saying, if we would have seen this man going into the Teva, we would have smashed this Teva down, we wouldn't have let him go on. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu maybe should go in Be'etzem Ayom Azeh. In the middle of the day, when everybody's fully awake, not first thing in the morning, and not at night. When everybody's there, I will ask him to come into the Teva, and let's see who will try and fight him. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the same thing. The Sifri says, Be'etzem Ayom Azeh, why? Because if you think the Jewish people came out, they had to find some time when it's not day, not night to come out. No. Be'etzem Ayom Azeh. I want to see, let's try, let the Mitzrim try and stop them. They won't succeed. Moshe Rabbeinu, very strange Midrash this. It says, if anybody wants to stop him from dying, he should come now. That's why he made it Be'etzem Ayom Azeh. The meaning seems to be that Am Yisrael probably had the courage to stop Moshe from dying, but it's not so. So I'm saying, if that's Be'etzem Ayom Azeh means in the middle of the day, so Avraham Avinu Lechoyer, if I can make Gzira Shova or Hekesh, it says Be'etzem Ayom Azeh here as well. Be'etzem Ayom Azeh means in the middle of the day. So Avraham Avinu Kavichol waited until midday to do the Bris Milah. I've got a bit of support, but from the Tosfos and the Rosh Hashanah, and you'll see Tosfos and that's came about the Tosfos, which is just a liquid from the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, says something similar to that, that it's talking about in the middle of the day. Rashi was slightly careful, and Rashi writes Be'etzem Ayom Azeh, meaning that he did not wait for another day. Today he was commanded, I do it today. And I won't do it tonight. Why? Because I want everybody to see, says Rashi. If you thought that I've got my doubts whether to do Bris Milah or not, let's see someone stopping me. I will do it. It's Mukvot Shamayim. Using this Midrash, you can understand why Avraham Avinu might have waited to lunchtime to do Bris Milah in order to publicize the mitzvah. He knew he had opposition to him doing Bris Milah, but he wanted to show Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Tosfos says he waited for the middle of the day. By the way, it was Yom Kippur, yeah? According to one opinion. As the Midrash said, it was on Yom Kippur. Tosfos brings this in Rosh Hashanah. According to one opinion, it was on Yom Kippur. Now, Avraham Avinu did Bris Milah. Not like the opinion which holds that the Malachim came on Pesach time, Marim, Lushiva, Siu, God. That doesn't fit. It's a Machlokes. He says, Tosfos says it's got to do with when the world was created, with the. But it seems to be Machlokes Midoshim, according to Midrash, his Bris Milah took place on Yom Kippur. Anyway, we see from this Pasuk Lechara that Avraham Avinu delayed his Bris Milah to publicize the mitzvah more. So if that's the case, in order to do Barav Amazat Melech at the Bris Milah, and this can apply to many mitzvahs, I'll soon give you more examples, yeah? That we want to do the mitzvah in a better, perform it in a better way, then perhaps we'll be able to delay it, like Avraham Avinu wanted to show more, and therefore he didn't carry out straight away. He waited until Etzem Ayom Azeh, according to this Midrash, Etzem Ayom Azeh refers to lunchtime. And I thought it was my Chiddush, but ignorant I was. The Teret Tmima says it quite clearly. The Teret Tmima writes, in this week's Parsha, after he brings this Midrash, yeah,
ובאגודס דורשו עוד מלשון בעצם בעיצום של יום.
I haven't found any agoda which says so, apart from the Tosfos or whatever. I haven't found the Midrash, because the Sifri doesn't touch the Etzem Hayom Azel for Avraham Avinu. But Ne'eman Alai, the Teretrim, I trust him, that he found some agoda which says quite clearly that it was in the middle of the day. So writes, Be'af al pili alfina ma'avrom, even though we learn from Avraham Avinu himself in this week, Sejur v'yeira, v'yashkim Avraham b'boiker, that you have to do it first thing in the morning, because Baruch Hu commands you, even though, he says, he did it kedei lefalsem adobo de b'chatzi ayom kol anashim na'orim. Avraham waited for everybody to be awake. No one should come after us and say, oh, we didn't know, we would have stopped you from doing it. No, I want everybody to be awake. Ve'yiyeh mikan re'aya, says the Teret Mima, Baruch Epstein's son. No? He says, yiyeh mikan re'aya, there's a proof from here, dehidu mitzvah v'chadoyme, kavana ne'ota ve'ichu hazman, doichin mitzvah zizim. When you've got a reason to perform the mitzvah in a more special way, better hidu, the mitzvah of zizim, comes secondary. Big chiddush. So that's what the Torah says. When he repeats himself in Parshas Bo, when he says, the Torah says, Shmartem et ha-matzos, it says, Al tikre matzos ala mitzvos, that he mitzvah abo le'adecha al tachmitzena. So says the Torah, this goes back to what we spoke in Parshas Lech Lecha, that it's only when you will not perform the mitzvah in a better way later on, but if you will, wait, do the mitzvah in a better way. He brings the Gaon in Simchat Chava b'Luchos Rosh Chodesh. But really, I'm surprised he brings the Gaon, because it's a Roma, it's a Tzumas Adeshen. The Tzumas Adeshen was asked the question. We'll get to now, because we have to make Kiddush Levona. I don't know if everybody's done Kiddush Levona, but the clouds don't allow us. It's not surprising that Tzumas Adeshen was the one who asked the question. You know, it's Chachmei Ashkenaz, yeah? To find a sunny day at this time of the year is quite to this. The Shulchan Aruch brings the Tzumas Adeshen, but it doesn't bring the condition of the Tzumas Adeshen there. What was the question where the Tzumas Adeshen was given? Says the Tzumas Adeshen, someone who sees the moon in a normal weekday, in the beginning of the month, you see the new moon, says, should he wait for Moitzer Shabbos to make the bracha, or should he do it straight away? Why should you wait to Moitzer Shabbos? What's special about Moitzer Shabbos? There is a Masechet Sofrim. Masechet Sofrim says, yeah, I'll read out to you. Garsilan b'Masechet Sofrim, en mevarchim al hayareach, ela b'motzei Shabbat, kshehu mevusam ubgadav na'im. Kshehu mevusam ubgadav na'im. This, as we're going along, I just want to understand, I don't want to jump mince words here. Kshehu mevusam of Gadav Naim. What's Kshu Mevusam? What he used to wear aftershave once upon a time on Shabbos. And he said, huh? Samim, what is it, Shabbos? The Yosef tries that. He brings the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoel and Brochas, which according to the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoel and Brochas, the Girsa was only half. What was the Girsa? The Girsa was, I will read out to you. Yeah? Yes, says the Gilsa Masachet Sofrim. Em mevarchim al ha-levana ad she-titbasem. Only the union of mevusam is the Masachet Sofrim, according to me. Not b'gadav na'im. Says the Bishyosh, what does mevusam mean? It's like what you all are saying. It's b'somim. We smell b'somim when it's the Shabbos. Talmid Rabbeinu Yoel says, how can you say such a thing? What's smelling b'somim got to do with mevusam? What? By the time you go out, the smell is still in your nose? What is there any union? So what's that? Maybe perhaps you're feeling good. I thought maybe you're feeling good after the neshama yisrael has gone away, and then you calm it down. If she gives you extra, yeah, and you will go out. I don't know. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yehuda doesn't like that so much. Talmid Rabbeinu Yehuda says a pshat that itbasem, it's going on the moon. That the moon is like levusume kola. There's the musig in Gemara to make it better, and the moon is already big enough that you can benefit from the moon. That's when Ashet Yitbasem. However, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch are going with the old Girsa. Like what it says in Masechet Sofrim, if you open it, it says, Shom Mevusam Ubgadav Naim. Meaning, on Moitzei Shabbos, you're wearing Shabbos clothes, you look presentable, you're going to Mekabel Pnei Shechina, and By the way, the Magen Avraham brings, very strange, brings, you don't make Kiddush Levana on Shabbos, why? Because in a Kabbal Kanei Shechina, the Shechina is Lamala Ma'asara, and you're going to the bottom of Tumim, going from below Asara to above Asara, the problem of Tumim, so we end Tumim, Shabbos is a problem, so if we don't make Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. Yeah? So, seems to be here that there's an Indian, according to this Masechet Sofrim, to make Davka Moitzer Shabbos to make Kiddush Levana. So Truma Sadeshin was asked, should we wait to Mekayim Adar, Zarua and the Tum, all of them bring to make a Moitzer Shabbos because of Gadav? Should you wait for that? Or Zizim Adimele Mitzvahs? We should be doing the Mitzvahs soon if we can do it. Why wait? So Truma Sadeshin gives a condition. If we're in the beginning of the month, the 7th, the 8th of the month, yeah? You know, there's a machlokes between Pshat anyway, it's the Rambam and other Pshat, how early you can make Kiddush Levana. Yeah, the Rambam holds as soon as you see it, you can make Kiddush Levana. Some Mishnayim hold it 3 days in. The Beis Yosef brings between Midrash and Ne'elam from the Zohar, it's only after 7 days. No way, Shulchan Aruch, it's quite determined. Only after 7 days. It boils down to Mahud Vesad and Ashkenazim usually, whether you make it 3 days after or not, or make it 7 days. However, he says if you're holding in the beginning of the month, you still got a week to go, or a few days, that even if tonight will be cloudy, tomorrow will be cloudy, the day after you'll have a day after, then wait! Wait for Mitzvah Shabbos! What's Israel? Zizi Magdirim, what happened to Zizi Magdirim? By the way, Shulchan Aruch says always wait for Mitzvah Shabbos. They didn't give this condition of Tumas Hadeshen. Seems he lived in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't such a hard thing to find an uncloudy day. Tumas Hadeshen was realistic. We'll go outside and see what's happening at this time of the year. So, the Tumas Hadeshen, where is this chiddush that Zizi Magdimim gets pushed away? It's a sugi in Yevamos. The Mishnah says, if the Lo Aleinu, someone dies with no children, and he's got five brothers, he's got a few brothers. So the mitzvah is that the oldest brother should take responsibility, and he should do Yibum Achalitza, this Machloek Jereb Yechon and Shlokish, where a Yibum of the younger brother is better than the Chalitza of the older, or the Chalitza of the oldest brother is better than the Yibum of the youngest. The Gemara asks a question from the Mishnah. The Gemara points out, brings a Mishnah, which the Mishnah says quite clear, that we don't listen if, for instance, the oldest brother happens to be abroad, somewhere else. We don't listen to the younger brothers if they say, let's wait for the older brother. Why not? So the Gemara says, Shihuye mitzvah lo mashinen. We don't delay the mitzvah. And the Nimukei Yosef and Tumas Hadeshen says, the reason why, one reason is, he might die, the brother might never come. Igun, there's a woman waiting for Chalitza, she can't get married. Ma pitom, we should wait. So learns it, Tumas Hadeshen, the reason is because it says, Hamten v'achicha v'medina tayam, in a different place. But if it be near us, a day or two away, says the Tumas Hadeshen, we would wait. Because it's better to do it with all his brothers. He brings a raya from here, that if you can wait to perform the mitzvah in the best possible way, it's better waiting if it's not too long, and there's no chashash you lose out on the mitzvah, it's better waiting than doing it straight away. That's the Tumas Hadeshen. So comes the Tumas Hadeshen, seems to be, that, like what we saw from her, if you've got a reason why you want to perform the mitzvah and enhance the mitzvah, make the mitzvah look better, yeah, with one hidurim, it's better pushing off the zizim akdimin if it means you won't lose out on the mitzvah. The difficulty with this is, and the Torah Tzvima asked us on the Gaon, and he didn't see that Stei Chemed was a bit before him, and the Erech HaShulchan, you know there's two Erech HaShulchans, there's Aruch HaShulchan. There's no such thing as Aruch HaShulchan, and there's no such thing as Erech HaShulchan. Just in order to differentiate between the Sfadi Aruch HaShulchan and the Ashkenazi Sfadi, so one they call Erech HaShulchan, the Sfadi, and Aruch HaShulchan they call the Epstein. Really the Pasuk is Aruch HaShulchan, or the Chayim, eh? And the Erech HaShulchan, 200 years ago, asked this question on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says as follows. The Rama says, if you're, first thing in the morning, you come to shul, and you've only got your tefillin. And let's say nowadays you're phoning your son to bring your talis from home. Should you wait for your son to bring the talis, you bring it in half an hour, or bring it soon? Or because you have the tefillin in front of you, wear your tefillin, and when the talis come, you do it. What's the question? The question is, the Shulchan Aruch says that the order is, first wear tefillin, and then wear talis. Wear talis, and then wear tefillin. Why? I made a mistake, but there are some Rishonim who hold that way around because they say tefillin is more mekudesh. But the halacha is we wear talis first, then tefillin. And the Beis Yosef brings two reasons. One reason is tadir v'she'en or tadir. Talis is more tadir. Why? It applies even on Shabbos. Tefillin, it's not on Shabbos. Another reason, I think the Beis Yosef brings another reason why tefillin should come before. Talis should come before tefillin. I'll just give you a reason you shouldn't miss out. He says, the mitzvah titish shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. I always thought tefillin is poish Yisrael v'gufan, and someone doesn't wear tefillin. It seems to be small. But titish shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, the Gemara said. Don't say by tefillin shkula keneged ha-mitzvahs. It's a great reward. It's amazing. You can't poish if you don't wear it. But titish has got a maila, the shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. So I saw someone explaining, yeah, if you will wear talis, you'll definitely remember to wear tefillin after that. But if you wear tefillin, no promise you wear talis, because this is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. It's remind you to do it. You'll schantan kol mitzvahs Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch inside the halacha does not bring any of these two reasons. You know what he says? The reason why you should wear talis before tefillin, ma'alin ba'kodesh velo moridim. Fine? So it's quite clear that talis comes before tefillin. But says the Magen Avraham, if you haven't got a talis here, you should wear your tefillin and don't wait. Don't wait to be mekayim the tefillin after the talis if you don't have your talis in front of you. And my raya is the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says, Shiuye mitzvah loy mashina. Well, we just said that Tumas Hadash said in order to fulfill the mitzvah better, then you can wait a bit. Shouldn't you? This Dechemed asked this question, the Hashulchan asked this question, the Teretmima. How come? How come no one asked this question in the Magen Avraham? What's going on? They should have asked straight away. How can the Magen Avraham ignore Ramah in Ilchas Kiddush Levana, which quite clearly says if you can wait a bit to mekayim the mitzvah in the best possible way, wait! So we can give a simple answer that there's a difference. There, you're not enhancing the mitzvah tefillin. There's no hiddur in the tefillin by wearing the talis before. It's just a matter of order. Todi v'shanei todi. But that's only shaykh if they're both in front of you. Then yeah, but if they're not in front of you, quite simple. I don't know why he remains in such a question. But that's what I saw other poskim answers. Shmuz Yaakov answers that, and a few more answers. However, now I'm going over time. Yeah, but I'll just
You got 5 minutes.
I'll go 5 minutes. I'll share with you another Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? The Zdei Chemed brings the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah. The Chidah, one of the first few Chidahs in the Birkei Yosef, in Siman Aleph, he writes as follows. He asks this question, if you've got Zrizim Magdimim or Berov Amad Bas Melech, which one should come first? So Kuntur, you just said, you're quite determined to say that if you can push off and you won't lose out the mitzvah, go for the better way. The Chidah writes, Zizim Magdirin comes first. And all the Achronim quote him and say, shout shrying and shouting at those people who delay the Bris Milah because women want to put makeup on, women want this, and all the delaying for what? Zizim Magdirin. Or because he wants more people at his Bris? Zizim Magdirin. We just learned not like that. What's Israel of the Chidah? Is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, on Rosh Hashanah, the second one who goes into a teva, which is a Musaf, he blows the shofar. Well, Halal days, on Yom Tov, or a day which you have Halal, on Shachris we do Halal, and not on Musaf. So questions the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Meila, what do you hold? If you hold that there's an issue of Berov Amad Bas Melech, there are not many people, yeah? So why is it that Halal you make by Shachris? And if you hold the Zizim Magdimin comes first, so why is it that you blow Shofar only by Musaf? So Gemara answers, Ma'aseh Shehoya. There was a story, there was a Gzeira, according to one pshat in Tosfos, there was a Gzeira, that the Jews should not blow Shofar, and so therefore, they had to wait until to Musaf, so therefore they see that there's nothing to worry, you know. Tosfos gives another pshat, that they see the Jewish people are praying or doing this, all Kriyas HaTorah, not only then the blow of Shofar, there's no worry that they are. However, Says the Chidah, for me is a proof, because the final answer of the Gemara is, answers the Indian of why we don't blow Shofar Shachris. Meaning, that we ought to do on Shachris because of Zizim Agdirim. So you could scratch your eye and say that the Gemara, when it says Barov Amadat Melech, was a suggestion. It wasn't sure that there's not so many people in shoes that early. Then the maskan of the Gemara says, what are you talking about? There's no problem Barov Amadat Melech. Everybody comes on time. And I thought, because you know, when you look to find the head to what you're doing, so you look, you learn the sugya properly, yeah? You have to learn the best and better. The Talmud Yerushalmi says exactly that. I'll read you out the Talmud Yerushalmi. Let's say Talmud Yerushalmi over here. It says, Rav Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, straight away the Gemara says as follows. Mipnei maise she'ira pam achat takuv harishona v'ayu asonim svorim שמה עליהם הם הולכים, שתשתס מנם יש לי שישלמי, the ones blew shofar, as of Churban HaBayis, can you imagine the Yiddish people were very worried about not making it sound, you know, said the story of Sandal HaMesumar, they used to, you have a lot of gzeres in the evening, you shouldn't crowd around for davening or anything, so one year they were blowing shofar, so they thought, the enemies thought, that shofar means, let's rage war, so they got very worried. So they went then and Amdu Alehem Varagum. Many were killed. They went and killed them. From then on, they postponed. Migo de'inun chamilon kari shema. They see the Yidin saying kriya shema, davening kriya satayra. And then only then the blow. So therefore they say they're dealing with their own faith and they're praying, so we won't harm them. So questions the Gemara. So why aren't you worried about Halel? Here, the Yerushalmi doesn't mention here, Bro, Vam, Zizim, Akdimi. Why aren't you worried about Halel too? Halel, you shout! No, people see you singing. Why aren't you worried that they think that you're shouting away? So the Gemara says, Let kol amataman. You know, on a Yom Tov, this is the way the promotion of the Kovanet explained. On a Yom Tov, there are not many people in Shul, as many as Rosh Hashanah. So they see already, they didn't get together so many people. Many people are sleeping at home, they didn't come to shul, or they went to a later minyan, or they're not so urged. So the shuls are not so crowded. So we're not worried about the going. So that's why they didn't postpone the halal. Secondly. So questions the Gemara. If that's the case, Afbet Kirken. So even blowing a shofar. So I said, what do you mean? Blowing a Rosh Hashanah, people will come late to shul? Can't be. Well, Rosh Hashanah shuls are packed first thing in the morning. So there's no problem. According to this Girsa of the Yerushalmi, turns out that we can explain that the Maskon of the Bavli is not that there's no Brov Amadas Melech. The Yerushalmi brings a posuk, yeah? Ve'oti yom yom idrashum zutkir barova. There's twice a year where the shuls are packed. On Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Arova, on Sukkos. Kiddush, I didn't know this, yeah? Things have changed, yeah? But it says quite clearly in the Yerushalmi. And it brings a pasuk, another pasuk he brings, Shema Hashem Tzedek, Zukir Shema Tshivu Rinasi, and says, all on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the shuls are packed first thing in the morning. Everybody comes there. According to this, there's no problem with Roma Amadas Melech. So when the Bavli suggested that the reason why we should blow Shofar Musaf Baroma was a suggestion. Really, the Maskana is, there's no problem with Roma Amadas Melech on Shachris and Rosh Hashanah. The shuls are just as full on Shachris as they're on Musaf. According to Yerushalmi. If that's the case, then perhaps we can say it's not a machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi, and really, according to the explanation, the maskon of the Bavli is also like the Yerushalmi, that for Zizim Magdimin, or for a Hidur in the sorry, for a Brova Madas Melech, you can push off the Zizim Magdimin, providing you will not lose out on the mitzvah. I just give you a few things, a few questions. For instance, someone has the Arba Minim, and he knows that later on he's going to have Arba Minim, which is more Mehuda. Should he wait for that and do the Mehuda, or should he do it straight away? Many, many questions in mitzvahs, how to perform them, apart from Kiddush Levana, which is mentioned in Talis and Tefillin. Many questions, but it seems to be that's the case. The Zdech Hemed makes it a big Machlokes Yishayim, and he brings the Raya that the Rambam quite clear paskens by Yibum, yeah? The Rambam didn't say the Medina Sayom, you've got a brother. Even Medina Acheret can be 20 minutes away. So according to the Rambam, it's a bit... So he wants to create a machlokes Yishayim, what comes first, whether the Hidur or the Mitzvah will push off the Zizim Magdirim or not. But this is to raise issues. Yeah, nothing is la'lochem. What? Why?
The bris is
yeah, so that's why you should wait.
The That's right.
Beautiful. Not without Bar Mitzvah, you can do it once. Once you've done the bracha, you want the bracha to be on the bed. So that's the famous question of the Rabbi Yisrael Chaim or Biskirov about should you make on a Safak Murkav or on a Mehuda the bracha. Once you make the bracha, you've done the mitzvah. The rest is extras, bonuses.
What? Once you make this.